This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abraham. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman and Gimel, Siv Chaf. Im Echad Roitzel Lomer Tfilah B'Shul Aviv, Echad Roitzel Lomer B'Shul Acher, Mi Sheyirtza HaKol Sheyomer Tfilah Hu Yomer. Somebody wants to say the Tfilah for his father. He wants to daven Liloy Nishmas, his father. And someone who wants to daven for somebody else, he should say it. Whoever the kehila wants. It's up to the tzibur. The guy can't say, well, I have yahrzeit for my father. The other guy says, I have yahrzeit for my goldfish's nephew. So you'd say, okay, the guy gets kedima, he's davening for his father. It doesn't matter what he wants to daven for. If the guy can't read the words and the tzibur doesn't want him to go get up there, they get to choose who davens. Now, here's a big misconception. Many people say, I'll be Michael. I'll let the other guy down for the Amud. And I'll say Kaddish anyway. Kaddish is a bigger mitzvah. Adirava, just the opposite. Davening for the Amud is a bigger mitzvah. You have no right to. People say, yeah, I'll let him daven. That's very nice. You want to give up, you want to give away your parents' zechus. That's very nice of you. After all they've done for you, that's very nice. You want to let somebody else daven. Who says you're allowed to do that? It's a question. But the first thing a person has to know is the bigger zuchus is to daven for the Ummah than to say Kaddish. So the Mishnah Berurah says Bishul Aviv, Per Shemes Aviv, Roitzos Fal Kedar Chavim, Ki Tfilo Hi Yoyser Mitzvah Me'amira Se Kaddish. Davening for the Ummah is a bigger mitzvah than saying Kaddish. Sheyir Tzahakal, why does it go by who the Tzibra wants? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hatam Dedavka Kaddish Yachalom Bishvol Aviv, Vein Rishus Biara Kalad Chaysak. Only Kaddish one could say for a parent, and the Tzibra can't push him away. Avalo Yachal Yoshliach Hakol Lispal Al Karcham. Cannot be Yoshliach for the Tzibra against their will. What do you do if you have two people who are both equal Chiyuvim? What do you do then? So the Bir Alocha says, in Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, in the Maimer Kaddishin, that you make a goyral. You put two little tzetlach in a hat, and you make a raffle. Whoever wins gets to daven till Ashrei, and the other guy davens from Ashrei and on. Now from here, Rav Moshe Feinstein learns that a very interesting halacha. That even somebody who wants to daven for a niftar must get the consent of the people. In other words, a guy who can't really daven for the Amud, he doesn't do a good job. So you go, oh, I'm a chiyav. Yeah, you're a chiyav, but we're not a chiyav. We're not a chiyav to have you daven. You're a chiyav to daven. So you find a naive tzibur that's willing to listen to you. But the guy who's a chiyav cannot force the tzibur. If the tzibur doesn't like him, then it's not a matter of them being maver on their midos. He's not entitled. That's what Rav Moshe says. V'chein sheyichoy lemat tzibur lirtzois sheyispalil avor nifter. In other words, let's like this. Somebody passed away. The son wants to daven. So the son says, I'm going to daven Leilonish as my father. No, the tzibur says, Pliny's going to daven for your father. What do you mean, Pliny's not related? Okay, but at least we don't have to hear you. That's what Moshe says. The tzibur has every right in the world to say, you can't daven. Meaning the chiyuv is on the person, is not on the tzibur. There's no chiyuv on the tzibur. There's no obligation, and there's no inyan. In other words, the tzibur in no way is required to say, well, he's a chiyuv. Yeah, he's a chiyuv. Is it good for him? That's not a chiyuv on the tzibur. Lemaisa, Ramosha says, that's not the reality. The reality is, the guy's going to do it. You know, and lots of luck moving him away. Because it's not easy to find bulldozers in the morning to get the guy off the Amud. If you could find that or that hour, usually they don't start going until, I don't know, 8:30 a.m., 9 a.m. Before that, lots of luck getting the Avil away. But, you know, this is in the laboratory. Technically, the Chiyuv is on the individual, but not on the Tzibur. The Tzibur could say, you have a Chiyuv, we don't have a Chiyuv. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Sorry, I'm not hearing. One second. I'm going to make you louder.
I don't know.
L'chayra, that should not be done because Tachnon is a ketfila arichta dami. Tachnon is part of Shemana Esrei. L'chayra, you should not switch it then. But we have to see further. The Mishnah Berurah says further. Well, Inyan say who gam ken kamoi b'shliach tzibor. Regarding this, it's like a shliach tzibor. She'ein yachid moicha k'dei shalei arabach legis. That one person can't be moicha and say, no, I don't want him davening for his relative. Either you follow the roif or you follow the selected officials. Some shuls, the rule is the hired shliach tzibur davens and not the avel. So it's a good takana. Boy, is it a good takana not to let the avel daven. Why? The nasis and the amei haratzos. It was made for amaratzim. Sheinu b'yodim, they don't know. Mavinu ma'brachas, they don't understand the brachas. Atilas oimim tos, they saw it. They say baruch, they say ata. They mispronounce every word. How can you put them up there? They don't know. It's baruch, ata. So this way we have a set guy who knows how to read. He knows the difference between, let's say, English and Chinese. And Lashon HaKodesh. So, Ramesh Shabur says, a good takana. V'iko zilusa, it's an embarrassment to put the guy up there. L'kach tiknu afilu ala yoidim shalei yisrael mishum dolei leisil and suye. Therefore, they make a takana. Even those who know, shouldn't daven. Achim, b'makam deleka takana u'mina kavua. Nevertheless, in a place where there is no takana, and there's no mina kavua, mitzvah l'hakol l'aniach l'ava l'espala. There's a mitzvah on the tzibor to allow the avol to daven. Why? Shunachas ruach lameis. It's a nachas ruach for the meis. Umatzila midino shel gehenim. In other words, the same way shuls are collecting money to release hostages from Hamas. It's a very big inyan, pidyon shvuyim. Everyone should give money to release Jews from Hamas. But now we have another Jew. He's in captivity. He's in a bad place. He's in gehenim. So if even though you don't like the way the guy davens, he gurgles a little bit, it's mamish pidyon shvuyim. It's a mitzvah. You're not mechuyuv to, but think of it like that. The guy's in a place like God, he's in Gehenna. So try to help the guy get out. However, the Dirsha brings from the Sefer Mincha u'Kedusha, this is from Rabbi Saul Isra Panovich, if the kid is not reading the words correctly, then not only is he not getting the father out of Gehenna, he's putting him in deeper Gehenna. So he's better off not davening for the Amud. So then, it's not a mitzvah. In other words, it's, you know, it goes both ways. On the one hand, it's a mitzvah to let the kid daven for the Amud if he knows how to daven. Doesn't know how to daven, it's a mitzvah not to let him daven for the Amud. Umiyu, vadai kishein yochalach techoizuch chadom, if he can't pronounce the words, ein loy lesval zne Amud. Kasa magin Avram, im yesh avel umayal. You have two people in the shul. You have an avel, you have a mayal. The avel will be pushed away from the mayal. You hear this? A mayal has kedima over an avel. You know why? Because the mayal's the one with the knife. No, I'm just joking. That's not the reason why. Because the avel might have other weapons on him. But halachically, the mayal comes before. Realistically, I doubt you'll ever see that happen. A yard site pushes off a mile and an avel. However, the Bir Halacha says in the Maamar Kadishin that's only he pushes off an avel within 12 months, but an avel within 30 days. Regarding saying Kaddish, they should divide it. By the way, the avel takes precedence over the yard site. An avel toich shloishim takes precedence over a yard site.
And Rav Moshe writes, and the Geshe Chaim writes, an Ovel Tuch Shloishim davens until Ashrei, and the Yartzeit will daven after Ashrei. I don't know if they do that in shuls. I have a feeling the guy with the Yartzeit, he's coming in with herring and other weapons that you don't want to start up with him. Basically, the rule is, a man with herring, you don't start up with. But halachically, he's dead wrong. He's more dead wrong than the herring itself. He's not allowed. I mean, a guy with herring cannot say, look, I have Yartzeit today. I want to down for the Amud. You're only an Avil Tuch Shloshim. I would advise the guy who's an Avil Tuch Shloshim, he should also bring in herring. This way he could get the Amud and then follow the halacha. Or he should daven in a different minyan. But he should not give up. He shouldn't say, well, I'll be Mavra my Midos. Yeah, you should be Mavra my Midos. But you can't give up your parents' chus, so you should daven somewhere else. But the halacha is, the Avil takes precedence over the Yartzeit. This is all if the Kahal lets. At any time, the Kahal could say, this guy, you know, he can't read Hebrew. We don't want him. It's Yartzeit and to Avel Tashloishim, and he has matches herring. The Tzibur could still say, we don't want him. Fine. Hu Yoimar, Uvetfilas Marav, Shu Enoi Kneged Tmidim, Ra Kneged Evarmu Padarim. Ooh, this is a geshmaka halacha. Until now, we're learning that the tzibor has a right to say, we don't want you to daven. Why? Because tefillah is connected to midim. And therefore, you're our shliach. We don't want you to be a shliach against our will. The guy could say, but this is Mariv. Which tamid is Mariv connected? Tamid shel shachar, there's tamid shel bein arbayim, but Mariv is connected hekter chalovim ve'ivarim. I don't need your rishus to daven Marav. You hear this? This is a lamdus. The din that the tzibur can be ma'akev is only shachris and mincha, not Marav. Efshe dein tzarch das balam, ein akol yichoyim la'akev la'ovel lisbala Marav. De mitzah she yisbala mishamesa avivimai. But lamaisa, if the tzibur doesn't want the guy, umikamakim vade ein liskoite b'shvil shum mitzah ima tzibur. You should not fight with the tzibur. Bottom line is, in Siman Tavkuf Pei Aleph, Sivkat Yer Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's going to cause a fight, don't daven. And even if the guy who davens, he's a mafioso. And he's not even Jewish. He's a member of, I don't know what. He's a member, he lives in Iran. Better than him daven than to cause a machlokes. Our Chashulchan says about this, we say, Kalasam or Choysav, Zoicha, Veroya, Bishuas, Aleikem. Says Achsam Soifer, if you take someone else's tefillah, it does not work for your parent, and the merit goes to the other guy's parent. Okay. As you can see, this is a very sensitive topic. Siv Chafalaf, Ein Lamanar Shel Tzibur Al Pisar Oyved Gilulim Afal Pisar Oyved Tzibur Chafetzimai. You cannot allow a Gentile officer to appoint the Shliach Tzibur, even though the majority of the Tzibur wants him. It says Mishra Afal Pisar Oyved Tzibur Chafetzimai Vasar Bikesh Me'ami En HaMemanim She'eskimo Alav. Even though the majority of the tzibur wants it. And the sar asked the miyot to agree to him. Because heaven forbid to accept any appointment through Oivdei Kachama Azalais. Sif Chaf Beis. Shliach tzibur besachar adif tfei mi bin adava. It's better to pay a shliach tzibur than to have him do it for free. No, I don't want to take money. No, pal, take the money. This way we own you and we can tell you what to do. It's always, in general, that's a good idea. But the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mechaber says, better a shliach tzibur gets paid than if he does it for free. Why? Because this way you pay the guy, then somebody who's not worthy, he can't get up to daven. if he's going to do it on his own or it's just listening to Lakoil. So it's a bad policy. A shul that doesn't pay its Baalei Tefila, bad policy. This way you pay the Baal Tefila, then you have a, you get to choose who gets to daven. He's going to daven better. The Shiel Tzibur is going to daven better. What? He's going to make sure he doesn't strain his voice the week before. He's going to make sure he gets a good night's sleep the week before. But don't take people who do things for free. You're not going to get a good job. It's a halacha. You hear this? It's a halacha. Now you want a guy to say, nah, I'll put in, you know, I'll build your house for free. That's your prerogative. But if you can't have a guy say, you know, I'll do it for free, he's not going to do a good job. Even though, listen to this, you have Pavarotti, he's going to do it for free. Sweet. And the Aniyim could say, look, we're members of the shul, but why do we have to contribute to this? Why should we have to contribute to this? We have a guy who's willing to do it for free. Why should we pay a chazan? The Aniyim got to contribute. Sheshas b'sachar adif. Better to pay him. Lehispalel? Okay, a little bit more. The Rama says, Hagav eino la'adam lespal b'loy ratzen akal. A person should not daven. Says, Mishra oi l'tkoya, or to blow the shofar. Okay, let's hold it here. We'll pick it up as a Hashem next week. Thanks everybody for joining. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.